Real English from BBC Learning English.
This is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Jo.
Hey, what's up, Ted?
Today we're going to look at words and phrases that you might not find in your English textbook.
Real English 地道英语环节，我们说的可是英语当中的新鲜词儿。这个我得跟你说，你一般在英语书本里可根本找不到，所以你现在要好好收听。那就我们今天要说的是哪个词儿呢？
Today's word is uptight. U-P-T-I-G-H-T. Uptight.
Uptight. Jo, 还是赶快跟我们来说说这个词儿是什么意思吧。
If you're uptight, you're angry and anxious about something.
啊，要是说谁 uptight, 这人肯定是弦儿绷得特别紧，特紧张。Jo, 给我们说个例子。
Of course, you might say, don't get uptight, relax, if your friend was getting stressed and anxious about something.
那这个词儿是个好词吗？
Not really. You could say, my boss is too uptight today. You mean it as a negative thing. He's stressed.
那要照你这么说，我看我们在用这个词的时候还是小心点吧。不是什么好词儿，弄不好还容易得罪人。
Are Mike and Angela still dating?
No, she decided to stop seeing him. He was always so uptight about everything.
My ex-boss was a very uptight person.
Really?
Yes, he would scream and shout all the time about nothing.
He sounds terrible.
Yes, but luckily my new boss isn't uptight at all.
That's good.
Yes, and Chen, there's nothing worse than an uptight boss.
好了好了，我们还是趁热打铁，赶快再复习一遍这个词儿。要谁的弦啊绷特别紧，这人就是 uptight. Well, it looks like that's it for today.
Yes, that's it. You've been listening to Real English from BBC Learning English.Join us again soon for more up-to-the-minute Real English. Bye.
See ya.
Real English from BBC Learning English.